There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Glad you're here. Live local talk over this hour. And Steve Joint from Mobile Mask is in. And with breaking news, we're going to get to that in just a second. Speaking of breaking news, I've been shaving with Harry's for years, and I'm a big fan. Been telling you about the convenience, saving money with Harry's. Also about the great shave. You know, that's the keystone to the whole thing. But this is the... Well, this is the lowest cost introductory offer I have ever seen in all the years with Harry's, and it's available to new customers only. So let me get through this because it's my lament. I can't do this, but y'all can, and maybe you can join the 10 million of us that have tried Harry's over the years. You'll get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3. $3 plus free shipping when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. For a limited time, y'all can get this special offer when you go to harrys.com. New customers get $5 off the trial set from Harry's when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. That means you get your razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Use that code MOBILE at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code MOBILE at checkout and claim your offer and let them know I sent you. Help support the show and get the best deal. So new customers only. So if you've been on the fence about Harry's, do this. Harrys.com. Use code MOBILE. Get the trial set. $3 free shipping. And tell me how nice it is, because that is brand new. That has not been offered to us before, and Harry's is stepping up the game. So good stuff. Check them out. Harry's.com. Make sure to use code MOBILE. Also, I saw some text coming in here, and we'll have further discussion on this Oasis versus Bucky's story. This seems to be one of the dominant stories out there on social media. To heck with the State of the Union. To heck with international affairs. To heck with Montgomery. We want to talk about gas station wars. Here's the benefit. Could have a widespread gas price battle like used to happen, you know, when old filling stations were across the street. And these things help us a lot. You know, you go to fill up, gas prices are already pretty good. They get a little bit better, a little extra change in your pocket maybe to use to go down to the Boom Boom and enjoy some Mardi Gras. It's time to check it out and talk about what's happening 2019 Mardi Gras. And we do that with Steve Joint from the Mobile Mask. Hey, man.
Sean. What day is it, Sean?
It's the one with the camel.
It's hump day.
Yeah, that's right. The camel who showed back up in the advertising, which I thought was interesting. But it's also breaking news day.
And it's Mardi Gras time, yeah. Too, yeah.
So you've got, we're going to talk about Mobile Mass this year, the 2019. Some of the big stories, like I love your story about crowd counts.
Thank you.
We all sit and go, you know, MPD says there were 35,000 people. And we go, okay, but you
no,
got into how
no, they say 35,318.
Yes, so how did they get that number? You're going to tell us about it.
Right.
But beforehand, something that is brand new, a hot news item, is what? What were you telling me, breaking news?
It's, you know the name Royal Artists?
Yes.
They've been doing floats here in Mobile for 25 years. It used to be all they did was the County Cavaliers and the MOTs. Our biggest parades, our most highly regarded parades, mm-hmm. just about.
Yep.
But these guys were out of New Orleans. The outfit itself, Royal Artists, is out of New Orleans. So they do New Orleans parades and they do Mobile parades. In the last several years, they have more than doubled the number of parades they do here in Mobile. They're now doing Inca. They're now doing Neptune's Daughters. They're now doing Order of Mystic Magnolias over in Fairhope. They did a brand new emblem float for Butterfly Maidens and a brand new emblem float for Order of Isis that are both going to debut this year. They've got a big footprint in Mobile.
Right.
Well, it turns out it's just been announced that Rex, Which is Rex organization.
Even for a guy like me that is a Mobile Mardi Gras centric guy, I know Rex.
That name should make you sit up and pay attention. The Rex organization out of New Orleans has separated from their float builder of the last 63 years, the very highly thought of Blaine Kern organization.
After 63 years, this is like when, it's like when you hear really old folks getting divorced and you go, what could have happened after all that time, right?
I know. It's interesting to note that Rex just changed captains.
Okay.
Which could have a small part to do with it, but the captain alone can't make the decision. This would have had to have been, because think about it, nobody in that organization has known a float builder other than Blaine Kern.
Right.
Anyway, this year, 2019, is the last year of Blaine Kern floats for Rex. The next year, Royal Artists are going to be building their 29 floats.
It's a big deal.
It's a real big deal in New Orleans.
Yeah, help people with that and get an idea, because while we all go out and watch parades and enjoy them, you go underneath the hood, and you know, what are we talking about when you start building floats? What kind of money are we talking about? I mean, you look at 29 floats and racks or something, this is significant money.
Oh, yeah. And frankly, if you don't know of any other reason why this change would have been made, it would have been for money. That they simply were looking for a better deal.
This is significant money.
Yeah. I mean, it's... You know, there are waves and then there are waves.
Okay.
If somebody builds you a float from the ground up, like, here's the base, build me a float.
Mm-hmm.
That can run in the area of 35 grand.
Y'all hear that? That's... I think people don't take that into it. There's no reason to. If you're just enjoying the parade, unless you stop long enough between sipping your beverage, you don't think about but 35 grand.
Now, if you're thinking about a theme float, a float that we own, and it's part of the theme, and it changes every year.
Mm-hmm.
Like this year, it's the Three Musketeers.
Right.
Next year, it's First Man on the Moon.
Right.
To get it from one to the other, generally in the area of 10 grand. It can be a little less. There are ways to cut some corners. It can be a little more.
If you're a student of parades, you can see last year,
absolutely.
Oh, that's where the sword was for the Three Musketeers.
They generally refer to those as props. Those are the big figures that you see at the front of the float and things like that. And yeah, one year you see this lady figure as, you know, the goddess of whatever, and the next year she's a Bond villain, you know.
right.
But it's repurposing. Oh, I saw that lady. Okay, I know who that is.
Okay, so with those numbers, though, that's significant that you start looking at a contract that nets you out 29 floats. I mean, that's for a company. How big are these companies? Even like a mid-size or even the big boys of float building? How many people do... Come in on a Monday and unlock the door.
Blaine Kern is the exception. Blaine Kern has a couple of big facilities of their own.
Okay.
You can tour that facility, and they will charge you for that tour.
Okay.
And they house a lot of the floats themselves. That's how they make some of their money on top of their money.
Okay.
But here, when you take one of our main float builders, like Steve Mussel, Steve Mussel could make his business vanish in about 4 days. His business is a bunch of ladders and, you know, some painting tools and stuff like that. He doesn't own any property. He's you know, all his stuff is in...
But it's artistic talent of that person.
Oh, sure. But I'm just saying, you said how big is this operation. The operation is the people.
So it's not, so infrastructure-wise, it's not that big.
Right. And in fact, here, Royal Artists has nothing other than people. They do have their own building and whatnot in the New Orleans area.
Right.
But here, they just work out of the barns of the various organizations that they work for.
There we go. We're going to talk more about this when we get back. Plus, how you figure out there were 35,318 people at whatever parade looking at those.
That was exactly the number I used. That was good remembering.
Yeah, not good for much, but I got the recall thing. Saved me a time or two. 116 FM Talk 106.5. Publisher of the Mobile Mask in stores now. Steve Joint in studio with us. And You're talking Mardi Gras. Got a question about Mardi Gras history? The breaking news of Mardi Gras? This man can answer it for you. Join us. 343-0106.
Stump me.
There you go.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, 121 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Steve Joint, Mobile Mask in studio. Speaking of Mobile Mask in stores, people can pick them up and read through some of the stories we're talking about and many more.
Yeah, man.
How do you get a copy of this zine?
It's in like 23 area stores, some of the Greer stores, some of the Rouse's stores, every single Toomey's location you can find. The full list is on the website. You just go to the website, mobilemask.com, you click on the magazine, and it'll take you right to a thing that says, hey, do you want a list of stores that tells you where you can buy? There, it's right there.
There you go. So you can find your way to a copy of it.
Make it as easy as we can.
There's so many articles in here we're going to talk about over the next couple weeks, but I want to talk about this one, because, I mean, since I was a kid, Steve, I've this is like breakfast table talk when I was a kid, when it would be published in the paper the next day. You know, the attendance was such and such. I look at my parents and go, how do they even know that? How do they even know? They're just making that up. But you said, there's a way. There's a formula, huh?
And I learned this when I came to the Register many eons ago.
When y'all would publish that kind of stuff.
When we published that kind of stuff. There was always something that they would call it an estimate, and then they would give you this really specific number.
Yeah, down to the last person.
Down to the last person, which was a little bizarre. But they say they were always told, don't round up, don't round down, just give the number that you got. And they had this formula.
Okay.
They have this formula that was given to them by a wise old man on a mountain.
Yeah.
In the Himalayas. No, it was apparently a mathematician, statistician type guy at USA years and years and years and years ago. So long ago, nobody remembers who or exactly where or whatever. But they were given this formula. And all they really have to do to make the formula work is count the depth of people at various points along the way, and then they kind of come up with an average.
Yeah, you said extrapolation,
depth,
right?
From depth of people, right? And you know, they'll stop at one intersection and say, well, this looks like it's about two people deep, and then they'll go another intersection and say, well, this looks like it's about three people deep, and then another intersection, no, it's two people deep, and so in the end they go, I'm thinking about 2.3. And then she'll look at the woman who does it. We'll look at a couple of other officers who have been riding at the head of the parade with them, right, and making the same kind of observations. And she says, I'm thinking 2.3. And he goes, well, you know, 2.4 was what I had in mind. So sure, go with that, or go with 2.35 or something like that. And so they come to a consensus. They come to this consensus number.
How deep it is at these individual spots.
And then they plug it into this formula, which is the length of the parade route in miles.
Okay.
So for Route A, I believe that's 3.2.
Okay.
And then you take the average depth of the crowd, which
is we just arrived
at 2, or it could be 3, or it could be 6, whatever. Right. And then you multiply that times 5280. It's the number of feet in a mile.
Okay.
Right? So you got a person's width is about a foot.
Yeah,
you've got the depth of people and blah, 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 blah. Now.
Yeah, because you know I'm right.
Here's my contention. If you tell me, okay, this number from the police department, 45,263, can't possibly be right because blah, 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 blah. Right? You know, you give me some evidence of this and such at one intersection, you know,
right,
whatever.
Right.
And I'll say, you know what? You're probably right. You're actually probably right.
Okay.
That parade, I think if we counted every single person who was there at the same exact moment,
right,
in time, we probably wouldn't get that 45,000 figure. But because they do this the same way every single time, and they've been doing it the same way for years and years and years, the figures themselves tell you what's going on.
Yep.
They tell you if attendance is up or down. They tell you if...
You've established some sort of mean. You've established a baseline. Yeah,
you have a database in which you're comparing oranges and oranges and oranges and oranges and oranges.
Right. It's not so much about the 35,318. It's that last year that number was 32,704.
Right. Or it could be that, you know, the such and such group had triple the number that such and such group had.
Right.
You can be pretty darn sure that one group did draw a bigger crowd than the other. But, you now have this database going from year to year to year that tells you, is overall attendance up? Is overall attendance down? Is Monday a terrible day to have a parade? Does the rain have that much effect on attendance? Things like that.
Yeah.
You pick out the trends. The trends are valid in a statistical sense.
Right. So it is, it makes sense. When you explain it like that, and you can read through this, the Mobile Mask, it's not so much about that number, it's the number compared year to year.
Right. And it's funny to me, because whenever I put the figures out there, you know, I'll do it through Facebook, I'll do it through Twitter, I'll say, hey, we just got the number from the police department, blah, blah, blah. The reaction is always huge. I don't know why. People love these numbers. They either like to...
Because I think we human beings, to some degree, like lists and numbers, right? And
comparisons. Especially if you were there. If you were there and you said, oh, gosh, this doesn't look like a very big crowd at all. And you come back and the number is 28,000. See, I told you it wasn't a very big crowd.
Right, right.
Or you come back and the number is 97,000. It's like, well, dang, I didn't see anybody around me.
Right.
And I see that stuff all the time. There's nobody around me where I was.
Right, so assuming that means there was no one anywhere on the route.
Right, and that's why, you know, and I say, hey, all you know is what you saw within 10 feet of you on either side. This is done from viewing the crowd at, I forget the figure, 40-something distinct separate spots on the route.
Talk about, it'd probably be a little different formula down on Dolphin Island.
They don't do crowd estimates on Dolphin now.
Well, you could do it that way because you get a pinch point. You could just have a car counter coming in and out of the island.
Right.
And hey, Mayor Collier, you just do that, and then you can say how many came in, how many went back.
And there's eight people in that car.
Yes.
Two people in that car.
Right. We're going to stop everybody and write this down. Just joking. but Mardi Gras back on Dolphin Island this weekend, and a lot to talk about here as we've got the People's Parade rolling on the island.
This is the third year for the Dolphin Island People's Parade. You know, the history is that the group that was doing it, the Island Mystics, I think that was their name. I've been gone so long, I can't remember the name. I don't think we're going to parade this year. We just don't have enough people. And so they disappeared. They vanished. They said, bye, no parade.
Right.
And those Gene Fox on the town council of Dauphin Island and others said, this is too big for our little town to say bye-bye, so let's come up with something similar. So they put together, in just a few months, they put together a right decent little community parade.
Yeah.
And it's that was 2 years ago, last year.
Yeah, you and I talked about it last year.
It was bigger. And this year, I dare say it'll be at least as big, if not a little bigger.
So, I mean, this is... It kind of goes back to something that... And we'll talk about it in a little bit here, but you've talked about before the money that's spent by Mardi Gras organizations to put on their event.
Right.
And what that means for municipalities. I think it's true here in the case that one leaves, it's worth a town, city, group to make a way and pave a way for more people to do that because of the economic impact.
If the group
goes away, then the municipality's like, we got to make sure this happens.
Right. And they certainly felt that way. They certainly felt like that was such a shot in the arm. Those two parades were such a shot in the arm. They were not willing to have that suddenly fall in half.
There you go. It's back at 1 o'clock on. It's 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Correct.
And you said get looking for some T-shirts. I'm looking at this one posted up here on your Facebook page. Tell us about What T-shirt this is?
This commemorates the King Cake Babies. Okay. The King Cake Babies are the Grand Marshals this year. The King Cake Babies showed up in the first parade. They were, without a doubt, my favorite part of the first parade. It was just so funny and inventive and creepy all at the same time that the people's reactions were just... people reacted to them immediately, and they were just big stars. Big, big stars.
Y'all check the photo out over at Mobile Basque on Facebook. We're coming right back.
They're throwing those shirts. You got to get one.
Yeah, get right up front. 2.5 deep. Make sure you're the first person in the line. All right, coming right back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5. It is Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Glad you're here. Hey, by the way, y'all say hi to my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins. He's probably got something you need for Mardi Gras season or even before that. Don't forget that Valentine's Day, right?
Hi, Angelo.
Yeah, I, luckily and sadly for you and I, Sean, I mean, first of all, Valentine's Day is a little over a week away, so you and I have about 6 or 7 days before we start getting worried.
That's right. We don't rush.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, it'll happen. It'll happen when it happens. But the bad thing is, Mardi Gras is after Valentine's Day. And so when you come by and you check out stuff for Valentine's, maybe pick up a nice bracelet, a nice set of earrings, pick out something else as a Mardi Gras gift because you know you're going to need it.
Yeah, what we call, you and I have over time called sock drawing. You buy two gifts and you put one in the sock drawer because... that way you don't have to remember, go get it. Next time you screw up, you're like, you know, I was thinking about you, and I have a special gift for you, and I'm sorry that I did that the other night.
Exactly. And you have taught me well not to do preemptive gifting, because then
that's
they're
a tell.
The
yeah, that's a tell. No, don't do that.
Yeah,
no.
And I appreciate you educating and training me a little more. So between the two of us, we make a hunk of a team with this.
That's for sure. We almost make a complete person. So tell folks what y'all have. If you're looking at gift items, walk us through, suggest something.
Especially a Mardi Gras gift item.
Yes, Steve Joint says, yeah, make it Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I mean, that could be anything from, you know, the cool Opinel pocket knives that you and I always love, some really pretty gold and silver jewelry, some of those old Morgan silver dollars, peace dollars with all the history behind them. We have a huge selection of costume jewelry for Mardi Gras, cufflinks for the guys or the girls. If you need cufflinks for your tails, we've got you covered there. We've got some really cool bling pieces of jewelry. We've got some really nice gold pieces of jewelry that are so impressive, people aren't going to believe they're real, but they are. 10 and 14 karat gold items that are absolutely gorgeous.
Good stuff. Tell folks how to come find you.
Yeah, we're in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. Or you can go on to Facebook, like and follow Mobile Bay Coins there, or check out our new website, mobilebaycoins.com.
Hey, thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins. And, yeah, maybe we got some more coinage with Mardi Gras on it.
Can you imagine somebody driving through town for the first time, and they pick up your station, and they hear that commercial, and the guy is talking about bling for your tails.
That's right. Welcome.
I don't think these people have tails.
Welcome to Mobile. We do things a little differently here.
Have you ever tried to explain the Jocaine Widows to an out-of-towner?
No, I just take them.
It's like trying to explain how to set a VCR or something. They never quite get it.
What about, speaking of Jocaine, if we dealt with the spelling change for Slacabam Arenico?
Oh, right, yeah. No, I would like to take this opportunity to point out that Mobile Mask has always adhered to the spelling that Wayne Dean is just now coming around to.
But there were many entities out there that were not spelling it that way.
Oh, well, the biggest part of the problem was Jocaine's tombstone, which, of course, Jocaine had nothing to do with. Julian Rayford wrote that tombstone, and he put the name Slacabam Arenico on there, and so that's Julian's spelling of Slacabam Arenico.
That's
what we're down to now. But I guarantee you, I have a piece of paper where I've been writing down various versions of Slacabam Arenico as I run across them in newspapers of long ago and things like that. And you know, I'll hit it like some magazine article. was like, well, I don't even, it's got an S, but then I don't recognize it after that. It's shkabadabadabadabara. What the heck are you trying to write?
Hey, but you know, speaking of Joe Kane and talking about bringing people into town to get to be part of it, something you and I talked about that's a couple years ago it started and it came to fruition, and that is some signage here at our city. So people can say, hey, Joe Kane's house.
Yeah, no. You're talking about the marker.
Yes, the historical marker. And you educated me in that process. I thought you just kind of could just get you a historic marker.
Yeah, you know,
it was not that simple.
It's not. Yeah,
it wasn't that cheap.
It's not quite that simple. It's definitely not that cheap. But yeah, I mean, you've got to convince a historic entity who issues these things that, you know, I mean, I guess you could go to one of these companies that makes them for the historic entities and say, hey, here's 10 grand, make me a marker of my
choosing. You could just put it out.
I went through the whole process, yeah, and fortunately that my scholarship was enough,
yes,
to convince them that.
So and people can go tell them how. I mean, they can go actually see the house Joe Kane lived in.
Right, right. And you know, before you had to know.
It had to be on the
that end. It was there.
Yes.
But now you can just go down Augusta Street and say, oh, look, there's the marker.
And it's part of what you should be doing on Joe Kane Day. Part of your process should be just to stop by.
Right.
Just to stop by.
And the cemetery and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, sure. It could be a little, sure. You know, you got your loop there on Joe Kane Day. Let's talk about Mardi Gras 2019 and changes or come into the mix. We have, obviously, more entities. You're talking about more people, more floats. You also have more parade routes. That started, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
We're 1, 2, 3, 4. Are we 4? A, B, C.
We're on, by my count, we're on float. We're on Route G.
G?
G.
Okay, you lost me somewhere
now,
at D.
Now, if you go to the city website, they also have H and I. Pay no attention to these routes. I'm mesmerizing.
Yes.
But pay no attention to H and I. I believe me, just pay no attention to them. G is what you have to, A through G is what you have to care about.
Okay, so most of us know A. I mean, A is
the biggie.
Yeah, that's the one we're used to. B is
that's MAMGA.
Okay.
That's MAMGA on Fat Tuesday.
Okay.
Right? Right.
Yeah.
C is the that's OOMs. That's OOMs.
Yeah, they have their own parade route on Fat Tuesday to shut it down.
And then D
is what?
Is the MLK parades on Lundi Gras.
Okay. And but
that's day parades.
That's on is that on
MLK?
MLK and St. Stephen's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it's not even a downtown
route.
You know, that's
right.
The thing,
no,
that
it's
I think
very
is confusing.
Route. Yes. It's a very different route.
Okay.
But those parades draw a heck of a lot of people.
Oh, they do.
And
it's
they
just
are humongous parades.
But for some reason in people's mind in my mind, those routes would be ones that were inside the city. You know, or inside the same route.
I guarantee
they would
you
overlay.
All of D is inside the city.
Right, but okay,
even
inside downtown.
Even inside of downtown.
Is it really?
Yes.
If you think, I would see this north of downtown, Steve.
At least it starts in downtown.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
And definitions vary. So.
Okay.
E is the MAMGA motorcade route on Joe Kane Day.
Okay.
And F, that's the new route that the IMs came up with 3 years ago.
That's the one we're talking about. Yeah, that was the edition that I remember.
It starts at Cotton Hall, which is now their den.
Okay.
Which is at basically Broad and Church,
mm-hmm.
or Broad and Dauphin, however you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But they start there. They kind of do Route A, and then they end at the Civic Center. Currently, that's currently what they do. Now we have Route G. Which is
y'all keep it up with this?
Which is essentially Route F, but it's going to end back at Cotton Hall, not the Civic Center. This is a route that's going to be followed by one group, the Maids of Mirth.
Okay,
and they're doing it because the Cotton Hall is where they're going to hold their ball this year.
Okay, so the moms are there at Cotton Hall.
Right, they had been doing their ball at the Holiday Inn downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So. And beginning and ending at the Civic Center made perfect sense.
Yeah, quick walk.
Yeah, and eventually the IMs, the thought is the IMs will be doing Route G, giving up Route F, because they will be doing their ball at Cotton Hall as well, and then Route G will become Route F.
See, this is why you got to pick up.
Don't you love this?
Yeah, this is why you got to pick up a copy of the Mobile Mask and see the maps in here. But what that means to all of us is, if somebody was running this F or G route, right, then the getting throws there at the Civic Center, that's not happening anymore.
That's correct.
That initial portion where
that's
the floats are sitting waiting to roll.
They are not going to be lining up. They're not going to be lining up on Civic Center Drive.
And you won't actually even have them until they get to government,
right? I will tell you this, and here's where it gets really interesting. On February 23rd, which is the Moms' Night,
okay,
there's also two parades behind the Moms. There's the Order of Butterfly Maidens, and there's the Crew of Merry Mates. They are going to line up on Civic Center Drive,
okay,
and they are going to run Route A.
Okay.
So, the Moms...
How do they get...
Wait for it. The Moms are going to start at Cotton Hall. They're going to run Route G. They are going to get to Claiborne and Church.
Mm-hmm.
And head down Church toward Royal.
All right?
Once the last vehicle, we'll say the fire truck, passes Claiborne and Church, theoretically... The Butterfly Maidens parade will start.
Here they come. Okay.
And they will come up Claiborne from Civic Center Drive and turn down Church and fall in behind the Moms.
There we go. So, but I mean, there's a possibility.
I want to stress that that's the theory.
Right.
How it's really going to happen, we'll all have to see.
It's the first time.
Right.
First time beta testing.
Right. And we've. I mean, last year, just the infant mystics with the Order of Doves behind them, and then the MOTs who got held over from Saturday night. Oh my Lord, what a mess that turned out to be!
Yeah, if I remember that, I remember the MOTs. It was, you know, it was really late.
Right. It was after 10 when we saw them on government, I think.
I mean, as much as I love Bernardine and the crew, I didn't see them.
And they didn't even have, they had given up all their bands and stuff like that already, because when you postpone like that, it's nigh on impossible to reschedule those quote-unquote extra units.
Right.
For your makeup parade. So this was just floats. But even then, it was, was that a big mess.
I'll tell you what, you could read more about history of Mardi Gras and obviously what we're expecting this year. And you can...
We didn't even talk about the whole 1703 thing.
Well, that's how I thought we'd save till next week, right?
Okay, yeah.
This whole challenge of can we prove it, right?
Yeah, right.
You're challenging things that I hold dear, so...
That's what I live for.
And as do I. Man, as always, I appreciate you stopping by.
Loved it.
Check out...
see you next week.
Yeah, 2019 Mobile Mask in stores now. There's a whole bunch of places where you can get them. And you probably get your king cake at some of those places, too.
Yeah, buddy.
Good stuff. All right, being right back. Y'all got a second here. We'll grab some of the calls that have been holding and text at 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 152 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile. Let's do this. You got, hopefully, you have our phone number right there in your contacts. If not, put this in. FM Talk 106.5, radio station, whatever you want to do. And then put in 251, if you're not from around here, 343-0106. 343-0106. All right, that's in. You saved it. Now press the call button and be caller number 6 at 343-0106, because we have them, win them before you can buy them, tickets for Lynyrd Skynyrd, Last of the Street Survivors farewell tour with special guest Cody Jenks. Show's coming to the Wharf Amphitheater Saturday, September 28th. Tickets go on sale Friday, but y'all can win them right now. Caller number 6, good luck. All right, and grab some, look here. These are people that didn't even get a chance to win tickets. Ron Reams,
well,
you're caller number one.
Caller number six.
You're caller number one. Yeah, no luck here. You're caller number one.
Sean, it's Ron Reams, and I just called to give you a Mardi Gras trivia.
Okay.
It's kind of something that I'm proud of.
Okay, cool. What is it?
This is my 35th year as the MC for the Inca Ball.
Whoa. Okay. I've known you a long time, but how many years have you been doing it?
35 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So this will be my 35th year of doing the Incas as their MC. So,
well, I think
proud of that.
Well, I think they're going to keep you around.
Yeah. Well, I must be doing something right.
35, so you know the whole thing. I mean, you know, obviously there's subtlety year to year, but you tableau the whole thing. You know, you've got it like second nature. Do you not even have
pretty
notes?
Much. Pretty much. Unfortunately, I got sick last year and I had to skip it.
Right.
But they didn't count that as my 35th year since I wasn't there.
So, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that may be what... people can let me know in a very secret, mystic manner. I won't identify them. If anybody else has anybody that's emceed for 3.5 decades of their ball. Ron, that's something I never do. Congratulations, man.
Well, I'm in the running with a guy named Martin Johnson who used to do a lot of different balls, but I've done the Incas almost exclusively for 35 years. And like I said, I'm kind of proud of that. So I just want to pass that along.
I think you should be. That is cool. I didn't... So, okay, there's a, you know, we have of course, Old Mobile Trivia, you know, the great book out there. We have the discussion of the Moon Pie Minutes. I'm just, and of course, Steve, who just was in here with Mobile Mask. There's a piece of, if we're going to put together like a board game or something for Mobile Mardi Gras Trivia, there's a piece. The answer is Ron Reams. Hey, congratulations to Berkeley from Daphne. Berkeley Cox just won a pair of Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em Skinner tickets. Tour is coming to our neck of the woods Saturday, September 28th at the Wharf Amphitheater. Special guest Cody Jenks. That guy's great. Right now, tickets go on sale starting 10 o'clock Friday morning through Ticketmaster.com, Wharf Box Office, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Once again, Skinner. Last of the Street Survivors Farewell Tour. Special guest Cody Jenks, Wharf Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale Friday. The show is September 28th. And Berkeley, congratulations. You won tickets. All right, to the phones, and we'll grab... Let's go to... it's back to Bucky's Talk. All right, David in Mobile. Let's talk Bucky's. We're going to have a new show here just called Bucky's Talk.
Yeah, that sounds like a very exciting radio, Sean. Okay, first of all, let's talk about the merits of the lawsuit. How does Oasis know that Bucky's isn't selling their gasoline at a profit, as the law dictates? Because I believe Bucky's owns their own distributor and owns their own delivery truck. So how do they know that Bucky's isn't selling at a profit at their store?
I'm writing it down. I don't know. I'm writing down these questions. Your interrogatories here. Here we go.
Let's move on to the philosophical questions about this law. You talked about socialism earlier, Sean.
Right.
Let's talk about socialism. This is literally the government telling a private business how much they have to charge for a product. That's isn't that the definition or the classic definition of socialism?
Yeah, it's like my unpopular opinion about price gouging laws.
Exactly, and then also this particular product is engaged in interstate commerce, crossing over state lines, which is strictly the purview of the Congress, according to the U.S. Constitution. So personally, I believe that this law is unconstitutional because it's trying to encroach on the Congress's responsibilities and powers. And then finally, if I have reached out to several friends of mine that are legislators and have received a positive feedback about possibly attaching an amendment to any gas tax hike bill, saying that if you're going to increase our taxes, then you have to repeal this 1984 law because the economics of the gas station industry have changed. Because nowadays, most of the gas, the branded gas stations, your Shells, your Chevrons, and BPs and stuff, are actually owned by the big corporations and leased to individual operators. And the individual operators have zero control over setting the price of gasoline.
There we go. We'll wait to see it in boldface type in session this year. We will have more of this discussion tomorrow, and I appreciate you bringing it up and giving me some insight into it. Thank you, man. I want to add these two quick items before we wrap up for today. And this will, number one, just coming out, the 2019 Red Snapper fishing season, private vessel and state licensed guide boats. 3-day weekend, so like we did last year, Friday through Sunday. But this year, they're just proposing June 1st through July 28th. So, weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, June 1st through July 28th, including Thursday, Independence Day, July 4th. All right? They also said the opening weekend is actually going to start on a Saturday, because I guess that's when June 1st is. Weekends will be defined as 12:01 a.m. Friday through 11:59 p.m. on Sunday. Season applies to private anglers and state licensed Alabama commercial party boats. So that is duly noted. And then I guess we'll get more on this tomorrow, too. I don't know if you saw Ben Rain's story about the... Listen to this. Just, I'll give you the tease here, and you go see the tweet about it. The 1,400-year-old canal they found down in Gulf Shores. Pretty interesting stuff. All right. Fine bombs on the way next. Y'all have a great one.